you get out of it by playing? What comes out? No, I mean,
You talking about as a team?
Yeah, as a team.
Yeah, I mean, we just want to go out there, man, and play football. You know, we've, you know, nobody put us in this position but ourselves. You know, we take full responsibility for it, and we got to go out there and play football. You know, it's still one game left on the season, and against a Giants team that are playing pretty well right now, against a division team. So, you know, we got to get excited about it.
How tough has the past couple days been, kind of whole year, even off season? You're thinking playoffs.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it really didn't come down to you know, watching games on Sunday. It came down to what we, you know, how we performed the last 3 weeks. You know, we just didn't get the job done. So, you know, we're not pointing the finger at anybody else. We're going to take responsibility for it as a team, and you know, learn from it and try to get better from it.
And so, from where you stand, what happened in December? What went wrong in December?
Turning the ball over. You know, turning the ball over. Turning the ball over.
And so, what goes into that? Just,
I don't know, man.
Lack of talent, lack of attention to detail. What?
You think we don't have enough talent on offense?
I don't know. You turned the ball over. Why did you turn the ball over?
Just not taking care of football. So,
Jeremy, you're one game away from potentially being a free agent. This game doesn't mean much at anything. I mean, is there, in your mind, any reluctance at all to not want to play in it?
I'm going out there and play with my team, man. You know, if everything holds up, you know, health-wise, during out the week, I'm going to go out there and play with my team. I'm not going to get caught up in all that other stuff, so.
I know you're focused on this game, but, you know, looking ahead, obviously the off-season questions are going to come. I mean, is this where you want to be? Are you hoping to get something done here long-term?
Yeah, man, you know, this is a great place to be. You know, like I said, I've always, you know, spoke the best about this organization. You know, everything, you know, Lori or Holly or Chip has ever told me has always been true. So, you know, why wouldn't I want to be here? You know, this is a place that drafted me, and, you know, I want to end my career here. So if we can get something worked out, you know, when the time is right, then that's what happened.
You had said you'd hoped or expected that something might get done during the season. It was before you changed agents. But are you disappointed at all? It didn't get done?
No, I'm not disappointed. That's just how the process works sometimes. You know, like you said, I changed agents. So, you know, obviously when you do that, you know, it kind of almost reset you a little bit. You know, when the time's right, it'll get done. So I know that, you know, both sides have made it clear that we both want to be here. They want me here. I want to be here. So, you know, if everything works out, you know, we'll get something done.
You would like to test the market, though, just to see what else is out
there? Like I said, man, this is a place I want to be. So as long as we can agree to something, then this is where I want to be. You know, if something else happens, then that's what happens. But I'm trying not to get caught up in that.
15 games in, how would you evaluate the season
you had? I don't know. No, I didn't do enough to get us to playoffs, so that's how I evaluate it.
What about if the franchise tag, if that were to come up later?
I guess I don't really have a choice if that comes up, right? So,
how do you think about Mark Sanchez as quarterback?
How do I think about him?
How do you think about
I thought he did a good job, you know. You know, one thing Sanchez does, you know, fairly well, he works the middle of the field pretty well. You know, he gets the ball out quick, you know, has us running with tempo. I'm pretty sure there's throws and opportunities that he wants back, you know, just along with everybody else in his league. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, we can't go back in time. But, you know, I thought he did a decent job. So.
I mean, the numbers say, with Nick playing, I think you averaged like 96 yards a game per start. In the games he started with Mark, it was like 65, 66. So, I mean, obviously there's a difference in their abilities to get the ball deep. Did it get frustrating for you over the last period?
I just think it's, you know, as a receiver, you know, obviously you want to touch the football, you know. So there's games where, you know, you don't necessarily get targeted as much or don't touch the football. It gets frustrating. But, you know, the type of guy I am, you know, I understand that, you know, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than, you know, if I have, you know, 5 for 100 or, you know, 2 for 30. And it's bigger than that. So just got to stay the course. Understand that, you know, it's like I said, it's bigger than that, and you know, continue to work. You know, I can't help, you know, where the ball goes. I just got to continue to do my job.
If Nick is the quarterback here next year, do you think this will be a playoff team again?
I think we got the. I think basically what you're saying, we don't have enough talent. So, but I think you might be by yourself on that one. We just turned the ball over. I mean, end of the day, that's what we did. So.
Personal satisfaction for you to have come back from that injury and to have this kind of season?
you know, it's bittersweet. Like I said, you know, I obviously to be able to come back and be able to perform has been great. But you know, obviously you want to be playing after December, and that's what it boils down to. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of bittersweet, but you know, you just got to get better. Got to continue to get better.
Well, you've spoken to us throughout this year about how you're not a stats guy, but invariably where you rank among other receivers is going to come up over these next few weeks. If you look at the landscape of the NFL, where do you think you've put yourself kind of in that receiver discussion?
I think you got to take, you know, stats with a grain of salt. You know, I think some people's stats are inflated because of kind of what they're doing and who they're playing with, and some guys are a lot better than maybe what their stats show. I understand that, you know, when you go to when you guys go to ranking receivers, or, you know, maybe sometimes it comes to, you know, negotiations, but I've always said that if you can play football, you can play football, and the people that know football know if you can play. So, you know, it's just, I mean, I guess it's kind of everybody's personal preference.
It comes up in Pro Bowl balloting as well.
Well, I mean, it's also, there's been people that made it that shouldn't have made it. There's been people that haven't made it that should have made it. So that's just how it goes sometimes.
Jeremy, the last time this team won a playoff game was 08. It was the year before you got here. How much of an emptiness has it been that you haven't been here for a playoff run?
Yeah, I want it so bad, man. So I'm going to continue to do what I can to help this organization, you know, get to that point. And I'm going to continue to you know, make myself a better player, you know, come back even stronger, bigger next year, and just help, man. I mean, I know that, you know, being, you know, the focal point of the passing game, you know, you have to be the leader. So, you know, that's my plan, and I'm trying to help us, you know, get to the next level.
When you got here, the team had just been to the NFC Championship game, and you heard all the, I mean, it was an elite team. Did you think it would be different team-wise over this stretch?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, that team, you know, that was a very good football team. I know that it had to have some stuff happen on the last weekend to get in. I think we've been better to that talent-wise. I just, you know, like I said, when you talk about the single stat, so everybody's a stat guy here, talk about the single stat that defines losing and winning, it's turnovers. It's turnover margin. So it's really hard to win when you're negative in the turnover margin. So we got to get it fixed. You know, last year we barely turned the ball over, hence why they were able to go on that run and you know, win some games down the stretch. So I think if we don't turn the ball over much, you know, it could be a different discussion right now. But fundamentals, you know, 5 points of pressure, looking the ball in your hands, you know, making the right reads, getting your blocks. I think everything plays part. So that's what we got to get fixed.
All right, guys.